This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The non-Muslim friend asked the question that why is music bad? There's no direct reference in the Quran which speaks about music as being bad. There are indirect references, but there are hadiths of the Prophet Muhammad who has commented on music, musical instruments. The only thing he permitted was the duff, and the others he had not permitted. The reason being that most of the time when musical instruments are used, it normally puts a person in a trance, in a different frame of mind. And many a times, if you analyze the Quran is against songs and poetry. There's a full chapter, Shuara, that speaks about poets. What happens is that normally in songs and music, the songs that are there, if you analyze the words, most of the songs, they are away from reality. And in a song, when people start praising or impressing the opposite person, the more they try to impress the opposite person, the more they deviate from reality. Therefore, in Hindi film songs, you'll find that the hero tells the heroine that chand tod ke leke aunga, sitare tod ke leke aunga, I'll get for you the moon and get for you the star, which is not possible. And same thing when you're in the English pop and rock, it has no meaning per se, many of the songs. Some have got, not that all. And it takes a person away. And along with the musical instruments, whether it be heavy metal, you know, we find that people go in a frenzy, they take out their clothes and they're a different frame of mind. So most of the time, the music takes you away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is the reason the Prophet has discouraged and said that musical instruments should not be used except for the duff that is there. It takes a person away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, rather towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.